He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, July the 26th edition of the Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And it seems that Walmart upset the markets somewhat last night with their report that, you know, inflation, our folks are starting to feel it here. Our customers are starting to feel it. And it's going to hit our bottom line. And that kind of, spooked the market a little bit. That was after the close last night. And right now we have the Dow down 107. Okay, that's 0.3%. Actually, it's only down 72 now, 0.2%. We have the S&P down 0.5%. It's down 20 points. And we have the NASDAQ down 0.9%, down 112. We're going to get some very important earnings reports tonight from big tech, some of the big tech. The small caps are down about 0.5% right now. Crude oil, which led the way yesterday, the oil stocks, they're coming back a little bit after jumping out of the gate pretty strongly this morning. Crude oil is up $1.06 to $97.96. It was natural gas that had a big day yesterday, a really big day yesterday on the heat wave in America. It's going to be a heat wave, and with the dire straits that Europe is in and that Nord Stream pipeline, not all that reliable. Putin's cut it down, I think, to 20% capacity. Gold is down today, 40 cents. We've got the 10-year at 2.73. We still have an inverted yield curve with the 2-year up higher than that at about 2.99. And Bitcoin is down 970 to 20,947. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. Looks like it may be the inverse funds that are doing better here today. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationwide virtual firm with clients all across America, with the radio show and filling in many of the points of America, and the podcast filling in the gaps. You can listen to the show anytime at your leisure. We upload these shows every day, right about after I get done here. And you can find the podcast on any of your favorite podcast sites, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Podbean, it's Spotify. I believe we're on Spotify. We try to be on all of them for you. And then, of course, on my website, I upload these shows. They're there at GundersonCapital.com. That's also the website where you can get 2 free weeks of my newsletter that I produce every week for the last 23 years. Again, that website is GundersonCapital.com. Okay, we'll go back to yesterday just for a bit. The Dow was up 90 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 50. Kind of a hangover, I suppose, from Snap's earnings on Fridays. A lot of worries about ad spending on the social media sites. We'll get more on that tonight when Google reports. They're probably the biggest, them and Facebook, ad sites for social media. And we'll see if they can pick up where Snap kind of led the market to in that area of the market on Friday. Yesterday, the oil stocks were very strong. A lot of good charts there. You know, the oil stocks have gone through a pretty swift correction. They had a little bit of overboughtness amongst them, I would suppose. There was big news on natural gas yesterday, and I saw a lot of the usual suspects like Apache, Devon Energy, Cheniere Energy, etc., having very good days yesterday. They were out of the gate strong this morning. I haven't looked here recently, but they are leading the pack. They were leading the pack again here today in the market. We will hear from the Fed this week. Okay, I got to believe that the markets aren't going to do much one way or another till we hear from them. And, of course, we are expecting a 75 basis point hike. I think if we get 100 basis points, you may see a sell-off in the market. We did see the ECB last week go higher than expected. The ECB came in at 75 basis point hike as opposed to a 50 basis point hike. Right now, the Fed or the market is pricing in that 75 basis point, 80% probability of 75 basis points on Wednesday. We also had a warning from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They like to raise alarms. They like to scare a little bit, it seems like. And they were raising an alarm about the global economy and the slowdown that they are seeing. Well, we'll go back to oil just for a minute. Oil, energy easily led the S&P yesterday. The sector was up 3.1%. And let's not forget that the sector was the only sector that was positive in the first half of 2022. September crude up 1.7% yesterday. Brent was up 1.7%. 11 of the top 15 gainers on the S&P 500 yesterday were in the oil and gas group, and most of them are more natural gas related. Apache, Diamondback Energy, Phillips 66, Marathon Oil, Hess, Valero, which is a refinery stock. Of course, Occidental, which is by not accidental that Buffett is buying Occidental. He's up to about a 25% holding in that stock right now. EOG had a good day yesterday. Devon Energy, Cheniere. All having a very good day, some of the biggest gainers. And, of course, the ETFs like XLE, XOP, IEO, and EIEIO. No, that's the farm one. Anyways, a pretty good day yesterday in the oil patch. And then Walmart kind of set the tone for today. Walmart, last I looked, it was down about 8%. It is a member of the Dow, let's not forget. Walmart right now is, down 8.2%. I do not own any Walmart. It's a single-digit growth company. I don't really care for single-digit growth companies. I like the double digits, even the triple digits when I can find them. Walmart has a dividend yield of 1.7%, but the Bentonville, Arkansas based company down 8.8% right now. And that's, I got to believe that's bringing down Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, all the rest of those. But what, here's what they said. They're expecting their operating margin to be about 4.2%. That's terrible for Q2. And 3.8%. Those are very skinny margins, and they cut their guidance primarily due to pricing actions aimed to improve inventory levels at Walmart and Sam's Club in the U.S. and mix of sales. Now, from what I read, where the real problem is in the clothing section of Walmart. So anyways, they're one of the few companies that have so far guided lower. We've had 20% of the companies now that have reported earnings for the S&P 500. The S&P 500 companies, we're going to have 125 more this week. We've had a few. And I would say so far there have not been any major surprises, which I was afraid of. With all of this inflation, red-hot inflation out there, with gas prices what they are, I thought we might see some more surprises like Walmart sprung on us. But instead, we've seen some pretty good earnings coming in from companies. I would say especially especially in the oil and gas sector. And for the most part, the technology sector has been pretty good with earnings here. So I still, you know, if you read my newsletter over the weekend, I had some comments about the NASDAQ, the current technical picture of it, and the S&P 500 and the Dow. I should have a new article out tomorrow, I would think, tomorrow morning or late tonight, on my current take on the overall big picture, macro picture of the market. And I think a lot of the excess valuation with the shrinking of the multiple from 24 down to 16, that's taken a lot of the excess valuation out of the market. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of news from around the world that impact your 401k, your IRA, etc. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Best Stocks Now Show. Here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. On what is so far a down day in the market, and I would pretty much put the blame here on Walmart and the announcement they made, because that spreads throughout the whole consumer discretionary area of the market, and the thinking is how many of these other companies are having these same issues that Walmart has with a shrinking margin, okay? A shrinking margin, that's not good. But the earnings reports that I've seen so far since the close yesterday and this morning, I would say they're pretty darn good. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, that's pretty much going to determine the direction and the future of this market, where we head from here. But I would just say that so far from what I've seen, I thought we might have some real disasters this quarter. I haven't seen it other than Walmart, which doesn't really surprise me, because they operate at very thin margins to begin with. So there's not much room there for any kind of disappointments. And they've got some inventory they've got to get rid of at some discount prices and kind of restock the shelves with a little bit more desirable stuff, I suppose. All right, well, we've had quite a few earnings reports come in here this morning, which we'll get to in a bit. Tonight, Alphabet, the company formerly known as Google, I will always call it Google, they are set to report tonight. Okay, that's going to be a big one. They need to come in with a fairly good report. Those social media stocks really sold off last week after Snap's big warning, which doesn't surprise me. Snap's a crappy company to begin with. Verizon is. AT&T, those have been the bad reports. Bad companies have a propensity to report bad earnings reports. That's just the way it goes. So Google will report after the close tonight. And let's not forget Microsoft, okay? Microsoft will definitely move the markets one way or another. Microsoft has been known to produce some pretty good reports over the years. They don't very often disappoint. Meta, however, on the other hand, the company formerly known as Facebook, they will report tomorrow. They've been all over the place with their reports. Meta, Facebook is down 50% since the beginning of the year, as you know, Zuckerberg sees the market turning to the metaverse. He's betting big on the metaverse. And Amazon will report tomorrow, or Thursday, actually. And Amazon is down with that Walmart news because Amazon is also in the retail business. they have a little bit better margins than Microsoft, but or than Walmart, but not much. I mean, Walmart, Amazon has been kind of disappointing lately. And then last but not least, Apple. That's probably the one we're all waiting for. I'm not sure. I think they report on Thursday, Apple. Okay, now we'll go to Europe. Russia's Gazprom to cut the Nord Stream gas flow to Europe to just 20%. And that caused European gas futures to surge by more than 10%. That the natural gas stocks yesterday were on fire. And the natural gas ETFs like UNG and Boyle, B-O-I-L, and DGAS, D-G-A-Z, and Cold, K-O-L-D. These are just some of the natural gas companies. And how has Europe prepared for this? Not very good. You know, I'm a guy that's pretty, I think emergency preparedness is important. But I live in a hurricane-prone area. In California, we lived in a earthquake-prone area. Let me tell you, when you're on the 19th floor of a high-rise in downtown San Diego, and you get a little trembler and that building starts swaying, you start wondering about, do I have a flashlight? Can I get down the stairs okay? Nah, you know, it's you should be prepared. But the European Union has done a terrible job. Instead, you know, of making sure that they had enough gas and oil supplies of their own so they don't have to turn to an undependable country, to say the least, like Russia, which they were warned about. I wouldn't do that deal with Russia. Well, they did it, okay, and it didn't work out very well. Now they're scrambling. And what's their emergency preparedness plan? To cut gas usage by 15%, and they're going to start rationing gas in Europe. I have a guy that I met here recently. Him and his family are here from Norway. He took a job in South Carolina, I think like a 2 or 3 year stint. I ask him every week, you going back to Norway? Well, you know, I don't know. I said, yeah, they're not going to have enough gas to get through the winter. He says, well, they can burn the trees. There's lots of trees there in Norway. Natural gas jumps 5% on U.S. heat wave and Europe's Dire Straits. Remember the band Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Get your chicks for free. Well, you know what? Liquid natural gas stocks, LNG, Cheniere, Apache, they're all in play once again. Now, here's the other one. You're going to rely on Russia. I think it was Friday. I think it was Friday that Erdogan brokered a deal with Putin to let the wheat go. Okay, it's being held captive at a port in Odessa on the Baltic Sea. Africa is desperate for the wheat from Ukraine. There's tons and tons and tons, millions of tons of wheat. They made a deal. The very next day, Russia, Putin, starts firing missiles at the port where the wheat is. So we don't know where the wheat's going now. Maybe up in smoke. But yesterday I saw the wheat ETF, the corn ETF, the soybean ETF, and the fertilizer stocks for the first time in a long time had a really good day. Now, my fertilizer analyst is exploring Europe this week with his family. He'll be back, and he'll be writing up some more stories. Yeah, you know, we write stories on, we don't care where the stock is from, what industry it's in. If we think he could make money on it, we write about it. Seeking Alpha, he wrote a story on Nutrien, and I want to say CF Industries, so I call him my fertilizer analyst here at Gunderson Capital. Okay, the chip stocks. When we come back, I think the tech earnings have been pretty good so far. And there's a lot of interesting charts in the tech sector, and those tech stocks have gotten a lot cheaper since the beginning of the year with a 34% sell-off in the NASDAQ. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. It definitely tilts towards the inverse funds today. I just looked at Webs, W-E-B-S, which is inverse, the kind of the social media, kind of the FANG stocks. It's having a very good day. I think there's an overreaction to Walmart's news. I think at the end of the day we'll find out that that's probably kind of specific and unique to Walmart and doesn't represent the other 499 stocks in the S&P 500. But we'll see. I mean, it definitely is influencing today's action in the market, which is a negative. On the other hand, 3M had a big report. 3M is another Dow stock. 3M is up 5.9%. today, 5.9%. So we'll see. But in my opinion, Walmart's kind of a one-off. Let's hope we get some good earnings from the from Google after the close tonight and some of the other tech stocks that we'll be reporting. Google and Microsoft tonight. Okay, so now back to the NASDAQ a little bit. That's where we left off. I said in my newsletter over the weekend and on yesterday's show that the NASDAQ peaked back on November 22nd of last year. And at the same time, the NASDAQ peaked at 16,212, an all-time high. The valuations of the NASDAQ also peaked. The P.E. ratio, the forward P.E. ratio, the price to sales, price to cash flow, price to book value. All the usual suspects there. And then the NASDAQ started to peel over. It started to form a number three topping trend. We call that a topping trend. It starts going sideways after a big run-up. Now, it can break out again to the upside from there. Sometimes markets consolidate, stocks consolidate, and then they break out. But the NASDAQ didn't do that. Instead, the NASDAQ started to break down. It broke its support levels. And before it was over, the NASDAQ was at 10,565 about 7 months later. That's a 35% drop during that seven-month period of time. Okay, we didn't have a lot of exposure to the NASDAQ during that drop. We had started getting out of the, especially the high tech, the spec tech earlier last year. We had some inverse funds against the NASDAQ, PSQ. We felt like the NASDAQ was the most vulnerable of the three indexes. And it went down 34.8% during that seven-month period of time. And then finally, about 8 weeks ago, it bottomed. We'll see if that's the bottom. At least that's the recent bottom at 10,565. And the NASDAQ has been going sideways ever since. Okay, that's a constructive pattern. That's how bottoms are formed. And before a market generally turns around and starts heading back up again, it builds that bottom, that consolidation area of the market. We kind of have that in the NASDAQ. That doesn't mean it's guaranteed to hold. But if you're a probability kind of guy, you know, the probabilities of waiting for a bottoming trend to start to turn up and buy at that point are a lot higher than buying when it is topping out and starting to turn down. That just makes common sense. And it makes no sense to buy things in a downtrend. You got to wait till that downtrend is over and it abates and starts going sideways and starts consolidating and building a bottom. to launch a new uptrend, hopefully, at some point in time from. So that's kind of where the NASDAQ is at right now. And I've seen some pretty good NASDAQ stocks here recently, tech stocks that are a lot better values than they were back in November of last year. And we're going to find out here the next couple of days when we hear from Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, Apple. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's going to be a lot of fireworks in the market beginning tonight. Jose, can you see? Well, we'll see where they come in at, because it will help determine the direction of the NASDAQ. One other big factor in play. Yesterday, President Biden held a meeting with industry CEOs from the chip sector. Now, our chip sector, we have a big problem right now. We are very much dependent upon a supply chain outside of the U.S. Most of our chip companies have become fabless companies. They don't fabricate. They just design the chips. They send the design to Taiwan Semiconductor or elsewhere to have the chips made. Now, if you haven't watched the news recently, Taiwan themselves is on high watch. Could China do to Taiwan what Russia did to Ukraine? We don't know for sure, but they're certainly looking that way. So the U.S. better get its act together, or we'll find ourselves in a situation with semiconductors, which basically run the economy, it would seem, along with oil, that Europe is currently in with natural gas. We don't want to be dependent on bad actors out there. So anyways, he held his conference yesterday. They're looking to pass a bill, the CHIPS Act. Paul Pelosi's all over it. $54 billion, which they would provide to help boost manufacturing of chips here in the U.S. And there are a couple of big projects underway. Phoenix is one. I believe it's Intel building a big fabrication plant there. And I want to say Austin, Texas. Okay. So anyways, the meeting was there. The Senate voted last week to pass the bill. Now I think it's up to just a procedural vote. It's moving forward. And that could give a boost. And the chip stocks have been pretty strong here recently. We haven't heard from any of them, but next week we'll hear from AMD. We'll probably hear from Intel. I think we just heard NVIDIA has a kind of an odd. They're outside of the usual earnings reports. They're like at the end of way at the end of it or something like that. So anyways, the chip stocks have looked pretty good recently. Qualcomm's been doing well. Oh, Texas Instruments going to report tonight. We're finally going to hear from a chip stock. Okay, now to monkeypox on a totally different. I have people writing me, Bill, you got to put these two stocks in your app, which I did this morning. One of them's already in there, Bavarian Nordic. Bavarian Nordic is a biotech. It's on the pink sheets, BVRDY, and it's one of the companies making the vaccine for monkeypox, and the other one is SIGA Technologies, SIGA. I added that to the app. The best stocks now, app.com, which currently has 6,054 stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds in it. Pretty nice. I mean, to be able to look up a stock and in just an instant know where it's ranked, know what the valuation is of it, know how it's performed against the other stocks in the market, and what my overall proprietary grade, both from an overall grade and from a momentum grade and from a valuation grade. And they all play into that final grade. That helps me narrow down a very big universe of stocks and ETFs and mutual funds, 6,054, and it's growing all the time. I remember when I first started it, I think I had about 1,800 in there. Now we're up to 6,054. So I added SIGA, S-I-G-A. It'll take a few days, I think a day, two maybe, and we'll have a grade on SEGA. You can't do evaluation. They have no earnings. They have very little in the way of sales. But they do have, supposedly, I guess, the monkeypox vaccine. Bavarian Nordic is the other one. Like I say, BVNRY. I think it's ranked number 300 right now. Now, my opinion is, you know, these are like one-hit wonders. I don't know that I don't like playing that game of the one-hit wonders myself. But nevertheless, they're getting a lot of headlines here recently. Bitcoin ETF slide as the underlying cryptocurrency drops below 22,000. I have an inverse fund, BITI, against Bitcoin. It's doing well today, BITI. Okay, when we come back, what's moving today? There's several stocks that are catching my eye. In the early going, we'll be right back. Here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Fund. So the market's come back a little. The Dow's down 85 right now, 0.3%. The S&P is down 0.75%. The NASDAQ is still down 1.4%. Crude oil's up a buck. Pretty good action, actually, in some of the crude oil, especially the liquid natural gas stocks, which we'll mention a few of those and maybe an inverse fund here. Okay, we'll begin today with Range Resources. They were in the news. They reported earnings. They definitely are a company that tilts towards natural gas, which is the hot commodity here in 2022. That's what flows through the Nord Stream pipeline in Europe. Range Resources, RRC, is headquartered in Fort Worth, Texas. They just issued some bonds at 4.75%, not a bad return. I'll have to look into those. I'm going to add that to my list. We have a little cash to buy some bonds right now in our individual bond fund. RRC is a $9 billion market cap company. The P.E. ratio is 8 right now. I like two major conditions coming together in a stock criteria. One is value. I want good value. And number two, I want some momentum. Okay, the relative strength is 98 on Range Resources. Let's see where Range is ranked overall in the Best Stocks Now app.com. It's got to be right up there, one of the higher rankings. Let's see. We'll do RRC, see where it is. RRC is number 25. How about that? Out of 6,054. Now, it's one of many, okay? There's a lot of natural gas stocks out there, but I chose to feature RRC today because they reported earnings that were better than expected. And because it's in one of the best sectors in the entire market, and because it's a number 25 rank out of 6,054. Okay, now we'll go to the short side of the market. The International Monetary Fund this morning kind of gave a dire forecast for the global economy. For me, Europe is in the kind of the worst position right now with all that's going on, the refugees they've had to take in, the pipeline that provides gas to them being now running at 20% capacity. You've got a lot of upheaval with the farmers in the Netherlands and other places. I can't wait to hear from Barry to see if he marched in any parades or they stomped on him, or the parades ran him over. They're protests. They're not parades. They're protests. about, you know, they want to shut down a lot of farmland in Europe. So anyways, there is an inverse fund on Europe, EPV, and it's two times. It's two times inverse Europe. That's one of the inverse funds that we own, EPV. It's bouncing off its 50-day moving average here today, and it has a relative strength of 96. That's unusual to see the inverse funds. Usually, they're down there where they belong, at the bottom of the list, right? But, you know, in this crazy market that we've had here half of last year and the first half of this year, with the NASDAQ going down 34%, how much has Europe gone down? Okay, VGK is kind of the European one that I watch. It's gone from 70 down to 53. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. That's about a 20% drop or more. It's still in a downtrend. Europe is still in a downtrend. VGK is the Vanguard Europe ETF. And, of course, the other side of the street on that one is the inverse EPV, the Pro Funds, two times inverse Europe. Okay, let's see. Which I'll find one more here that is jumping off the page. Okay, well, got big issues. Liquid natural gas. Okay, the U.S. is trying to fill the gap. Cheniere Energy is shipping natural gas. Of course, it takes a lot of gas to ship the natural gas to Europe to help replace Putin's gas, which he's full of. But we've got Accelerate Energy over in Europe, EE. They don't have to ship it. They have floating platforms to convert their own gas there in Europe to liquid natural gas. And I want to say they're working with Finland for these terminals and these liquefied natural gas platforms. And that stock is a recent IPO, EE. It came public at 24. It's pretty much unnoticed so far. It's flying under the radar. We own a little bit of EE, Accelerate Energy. You can click on their website, which is accelerateenergy.com, and see what they're all about, what their products are, what their capabilities are. But they're one of the companies, with Europe in dire straits as it relates to energy, they're scrambling. And one of the companies that they have turned to, besides Cheniere, is Accelerate Energy, EE. So there's my featured stocks of the day. Range Resources, RRC, Accelerate, EE, and on the opposite side, EPV, which is inverse, a struggling European economy that the International Monetary Fund is warning could get worse. So we'll see. All right, well, I've met with a lot of people here while Barry's been gone, virtually over the phone. If you'd like to talk with me about your portfolio, there's a lot more buys in the market than there were but last November. There's been a lot of valuation crunching that's taken place. And now you've got some of the very best tech stocks. Not all of them. Somebody said, would you buy the QQQ here three times, which is SQQ? I said, no, this is a stock picker's market. You got to go out there and find the valuations and the momentum in the charts. It takes a lot of work. If you don't want to do it, you got me doing it every single day. You can get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call and set up an appointment, complimentary, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.